And we're keeping an eye on Wall Street today. Stocks fell at this morning's open following the wild ride yesterday when the Dow closed down more than 400 points. Why the volatility? Well, how about the bond market? The yield on a 10-year Treasury note rose above 3% for the first time in 4 years. So maybe that is more attractive than stocks. Maggie Lake is here, and she hosts CNN Money on Maggie Lake. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Robin.
Good to talk to you. Now, we know there are many reasons the markets have been swinging lately, but what do these 10-year Treasury notes have to do with it? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on. First of all, when you have higher yields, it tends to push up all borrowing costs and make everything more expensive, right? Remember, major banks benchmark their rates to government bonds. So we're going to see rates on everything from business loans to mortgages to credit cards start to go up. That's going to increase the cost of doing business and could cut into profits. And there's also concern that those higher rates could eventually slow the economy. Now, remember, stock investors aren't as concerned about what's happening right now. They really look 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road. And they're concerned about that as well. So put that together along with that sort of rotation question, and you've kind of got the perfect storm that's starting to hit stocks.
Well, we'll talk more about stocks and what happened yesterday. It was so volatile.
Yeah, you know, it really, we're sifting through earnings, but we keep coming back to the yield. We've been watching this happen. And 3%, it's not a magic number, but it's indicating that trends are changing, right? Until recently, you got paid almost nothing to keep your money in treasuries. And many investors felt they had no choice to be there. Now it's more of a conversation. Does it mean it's going to happen yesterday or today because that 10-year hit 3%? No. But if you're starting to get paid to put your money in bonds and treasuries, and especially if your risk appetite is more gauged that way, maybe you start to pull money out of stocks and put it there. So when you put all those things together, stock investors are looking at it. They're looking at a market price for perfection and saying, you know what, maybe I'm going to take a little bit of money off the table. And that's why you keep seeing these sort of quick pops in the afternoon.
Well, I guess, I mean, was that what you were literally seeing? People pulling money from stocks and going into bonds? Because some were speculating it had to do with the Macron visit, the talk about the deal with Iran maybe being dismantled.
And I think that's part of it because it also coincided with that. And this is what I say when I'm talking to traders, I'm talking to analysts. I said, you know, I hear a reason and I hear that I know that reason is happening at 9 o'clock in the morning. It was happening at 12 o'clock. And then suddenly in the afternoon, we get this wave of selling. And what I hear again and again from all of them is that it's not just one of these things. It's all of them together. Right. And you've had an unbelievable bull run. You've had huge profits coming in. It was a market that was priced for perfection. So when you look at them all together and you look 6 months out, you look a year out, do you feel that the reward justifies the risk? And there is a conversation that's starting to happen to say not so much. I also want to point out, Robin, you were talking about the Macron presser, and I think this is a perfect example. We have a lot of computer algorithms that are in play in the market. And when you see words together in a headline, 3% 10-year yield or Iran, horrible deal, you're going to trigger sell programs. Humans then step in, figure out whether they want to continue that, whether they want to believe it. But you do tend to get that sort of those big swings and that volatility. Mm-hmm. And I think the role of technology does have something to do with it as well.
Well, you mentioned some of the other factors. We got the report earlier this month from the Congressional Budget Office that the federal deficit will surpass $1 trillion in a couple of years, in part because of the Republican tax cuts. You've got earnings reports this week. So what are some of the other factors?
Yeah, I think that the spending bill and those huge deficits is something that we don't talk about all the time. It's not in the headlines, but it's going to be when you start seeing bond auctions like that. And again, it's not, you know, on the front page of a paper. It's not something that every average investor is looking at, but the market is. And that's a huge amount of debt to absorb. That's the supply side of the Treasury bond. You're going to start seeing the government have to pay higher yields in order to woo investors to get them to participate and absorb all of this debt. So that's going to be another factor that keeps those pressure on bond yields. Why does it matter to us? Because it's going to increase our cost of borrowing, whether you're a business or a consumer. So that is something that's going to increasingly play into it. And it's going to cross section with politics, right? There are a lot of Republicans or a lot of Congressmen and women in Washington who are uncomfortable with these level of deficits. What do we do about that? So that is going to be an issue. And it's an issue for some of these CEOs who are talking about this on their call. Trade, another one. So, you know, you've got a lot of cross currents that investors are having to deal with. They're very unhappy about what they're hearing with trade.
Well, and one comment can send everything spiraling. Caterpillar started off well yesterday, higher than expected profits. But then the CFO, Brad Halvorsen, said in the earnings call, those numbers were a high watermark. and shares tumbled, and that snowballed across Wall Street.
That's right. And I think because the market is receptive to anything that is giving voice to the fear they have themselves, right, that the best is over. You know, it's interesting going into this earning period, a lot of people were wondering, do we hear more about that windfall, right, that big tax package that was so beneficial to companies? They were going to give back money in stock dividends and pay higher wages. Were we going to hear some more of that good news thread through? Remember, we did last earnings season. Instead, we're not. We're kind of hearing that the future is getting tougher. We're worried about whether earnings have peaked. We're worried about the cost of commodities rising. That's another theme that is coming up in this earnings season. We've seen oil rising. We've seen metal prices rising. Does that hit your cost? Companies have been really good about reining in costs. Does that start to eat into profits moving forward? That was certainly the case with Caterpillar.
Well, Maggie Lake telling us all we need to know about what happened yesterday as she hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.